you. It's Wake Up on Metro FM, the sounds of Post Malone, Swae Lee with Sunflower. Thank you so much for allowing us to wake you up. And loving this tweet coming through here from Guillermo underscore Kuno saying, Kutso, you sound so good on Metro, baby. Thank you so much. What an honor. I just got goosebumps reading that. I really appreciate it. Otherwise, talking about what's news, right? The Center for Countering Digital Hate, a nonprofit focused on online hate and misinformation, worked with high-profile women and analyzed thousands of direct messages or DMs which they received on Instagram specifically, right? The report found that these women in particular received a lot of abusive messages and that reports of abuse were not dealt with appropriately. Now, social media abuse and harassment continues to be a thing across most platforms. And Lindy also sharing, you know, touch point of what she went through. She mentioned, you know, trending last year it was.
It was the worst.
Can I ask what it was for?
I mean, I'd rather not go back there, sure, but sure. It was, I think, a misunderstanding of what I tweeted.
Okay.
And people thought I was announcing the death of someone who was really big, when in fact there were already reports.
Ah.
So I said I had seen these reports of this person being confirmed to have passed on.
I see.
And people were like, how dare you confirm this? And but I get it, because I mean, I am verified, and so I am
a reputable journalist,
you know. So maybe I should have thought about it, which is why I deleted it. But even after deleting it and saying, okay, you know, I do apologize, because obviously the family needs to be the ones who speak about it first.
Sure.
My DMs, it was terrible.
So sorry.
It was so bad. And I mean, it went on for about a week. And the most heartbreaking thing is the DMs that were the worst were actually from other women who were just, I mean, they threw everything at me, hey?
I'm so sorry, Lindy.
Everything. And the bath sink.
Sure. Lesson learned?
Lesson learned.
Okay.
Definitely.
So the question that we asked you, Wake, is the worst thing someone has done to you in the DM, said to you, maybe you carry it with you everywhere you go, and there's a sense of, you know what, I'd rather be on social media. So on the line, we are joined by social media expert Diana Schwartz, digital media and privacy partner at Denton's Global Law Firm. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Diana, thank you so much for joining us on the line to have this, you know, important conversation, especially when a lot of women are experiencing social media abuse or harassment via the DMs. Now, what can be defined as abuse firstly on social media, and legally, what type of abuse would one be able to take up using legal channels?
So that's actually quite a wide-reaching question. Mm-hmm. It's a shocking thing that is happening very prevalently across all social media platforms. It's been around for a while now, and we have various definitions and various pieces of legislation. And of course, there's also the social media ills or offences that we find, which are cyberstalking, cyberbullying, you know, revenge pornography, those kind of social media offences. And then we have particular offences which have now been laid down in the new Cyber Security Act of 2020, which has recently come into force in December last year and provides quite a wide range of protection to victims, which I'm really happy about. And in terms of that act, any data message which is sent to a person that incites violence or threatens violence or contains an intimate image is now criminalised in our law. And one can actually lay charges at the SAPS, and one can also obtain protection orders from our courts in relation to these offences.
Hmm. Thank you very much, Diana, for your opening that up. And I understand when you say it's a broad question, but is it possible to hold on or hold a social media platform liable for the abuse or harassment one receives on social media? Because at this point, I mean, a lot of people are DMing right now saying that I don't know who to hold liable for the accusations or the abuse. Where does one go, Diana?
Yes, we can. The short answer is yes. And again, I'm very, very happy to have the Cyber Crimes Act to come into force now, because that plays a huge role. You know, we have basically our internet service providers or our social media platforms are what are known as electronic communication service providers or ECSPs, and they can be held liable. In terms of the Cyber Crimes Act, The courts can actually issue directions or compel, you know, these social media platforms to actually provide details of anonymous abusers. They can also compel them to provide specific technical details and any information that can assist the courts in identifying the individuals and bringing them to justice.
Sure.
So those are great, great pieces of legislation and acts that can help. There's also the Protection from Harassment Act that we have that is also a great piece of legislation for our victims. And I think what's happening and what I can see happening in this report as well is actually quite shocking. The internet, you know, the internet service providers as well as the social media platforms need to be held to account. And not only just block certain accounts for certain periods or, you know, stop people from sending direct or DM messages, you know, for certain amounts of periods and leaving them on the platform.
100%.
These are actual criminal offenders in terms of the law. And they should be removed from the platforms completely and reported to the police. And the social media platforms need to cooperate with the law and assist these victims as far as possible.
Couldn't agree
and,
more.
You know, just sticking to their own policies is no longer good enough.
Diana, we're going to leave it right there. Truly appreciate you jumping onto this conversation. What's making news. And of course, a heads up for each and every single person listening right now, not only woman, but everyone listening right now. Of course, she is Diana Swartz.
I love solo drafts to the Drakens.